Welcome to the Words of Life program. We are sponsored by Churches of Christ and other dedicated believers who prayerfully donate so that you can hear the good news of Jesus. According to the Bible book of Romans, chapter 1, verses 18 through 20, God's invisible qualities are made known to us through what was made by God. He is the great creator. Our speaker, Brother David Johnson, will share an important sermon about this after we present singing and a prayer.
Safe in the arms of Jesus, safe on His gentle breast, there by His love o'ershaded, sweetly my soul shall
tis the voice of angels, born in a song to me. Over the fields of glory, over the jasper sea.
Safe in the arms of Jesus, safe in the arms of Jesus, safe from corroding care, safe from the world's temptations, sin cannot harm me there, free from the blight of
Please pray with me. Holy Father, you are the owner of all things, and you give to us great blessings, and we depend on you. Thank you for giving Jesus for the forgiveness of our sins. Bless each of our listeners with the needed health, peace, and relationship with you. Please be with each congregation that's local and working as these believers are serving you in works of faith and also in missions. We ask for all government leaders that they would acknowledge you and then look to you for guidance. When Jesus comes to have his church meet him in the air, help us to be ready. In the name of Jesus, amen. Brother David Johnson will now present his sermon entitled God's Invisible Qualities, based upon Romans 1:18-20.
It's great to be together again as we look into the Word of God, understand its principles, precepts, promises, and prophecies, and share these truths with others to the glory of God. The title for the lesson is God's Invisible Qualities. And our primary text is in the New Testament, the book of Romans, chapter 1, verses 18 through 20. Please listen to the Word of God. The wrath of God is being revealed from heaven against all the godlessness and wickedness of men who suppress the truth by their wickedness, since what may be known about God is plain to them, because God has made it plain to them. For since the creation of the world, God's invisible qualities, his eternal power and divine nature, have been clearly seen, being understood from what has been made, so that men are without excuse. This is the Word of God. Scripture is not a science book. However, Scripture does reveal much good science regarding creation, regarding our universe, and our Creator. The universe is not chaos, but a cosmos. Cosmos, by its very definition, means the universe as an orderly, harmonious whole. The order and harmony of the cosmos points us not to chance, but to a Creator. Not to randomness, but instead to intelligent design. Sir Isaac Newton, the eminent English mathematician, scientist, and philosopher, wrote these words, quote, "This most beautiful system of the sun, planets, and comets could only proceed from the counsel and domain of an intelligent and powerful being," end quote. There are also modern, eminent scientists who acknowledge God as creator of the cosmos. For example, Dr. Robert A. Naumann, professor of chemistry and physics at Princeton University for 39 years, who retired in 1992, has stated, quote, "The existence of the universe requires me to conclude that God exists," end quote. For example, Dr. Owen Gingerich, professor of astronomy and history of science at Harvard University and senior astronomer at the Smithsonian Astrophysical Observatory, has written, quote, "A common sense and satisfying interpretation of our world suggests the designing hand of a superintelligence. There is, I shall argue, no contradiction between holding a staunch belief in supernatural design and being a creative scientist. Just as I believe that the book of Scripture illumines the pathway to God, so I believe that the book of nature, with its astonishing details, also suggests a God of purpose and a God of design, and I think my belief makes me no less a scientist," end quote. These scientists are not average scientists in their intellect nor research. These were and are some of the scientists of the highest credentials in their fields of scientific inquiry and knowledge, as well as believers in a Creator God. As Bible-believing Christians, we should know that modern science continues to search for answers that have been in the Scriptures for millennia. For example, there is the scientific search for the force that holds the universe together. Scripture reveals in Colossians chapter 1 and verse 15, He is the image of the invisible God, the firstborn over all creation. Here referring to the Son of God, Jesus Christ, since He is the visible image of the invisible God who is Spirit. This truth is affirmed by the Colossian letter, chapter 2 and verse 9, which says, For in Christ all the fullness of deity lives in bodily form. Jesus Christ is not a mere force, but, quote, the firstborn over all creation, end quote. Jesus Christ was born of a woman, deity taking on a human body to become one of us in His grand mission as our substitute, our Savior, to offer Himself in our stead as an atoning sacrifice on the cross to appease the wrath of God due to our sin. Furthermore, we should understand that the original Greek word translated into English as firstborn in Scripture can mean firstborn chronologically. But most often in Scripture, firstborn refers to preeminence in position or rank, as it does here. Jesus Christ is the firstborn in this context as of the highest rank, obviously not the firstborn man. Jesus Christ as a person of the Godhead, as deity, as the one and only unique Son of God, is preeminent, as Colossians chapter 1 and verse 15 states, over all creation. Note also Colossians chapter 1 and verse 17. He is before all things, and in Him all things hold together. Therefore, the one and only unique Son of God, Jesus the Christ, being before all things, is also preeminent in that as God, He is preexistent as a person of the Godhead whom has always existed and is before the universe that He created. Our Creator, therefore, by His defining, is eternal. The Son of God is also preeminent that by His divine, omnipotent, all-powerful power, He Himself holds the universe together. The Godhead, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit created, sustain, and maintain all that is necessary for the continuity of the cosmos according to His Word and His will. All of this reality is amplified, affirmed by the Hebrew writer in Hebrews chapter 1 and verse 3 that says in part, The Son is the radiance of God's glory and the exact representation of His being, sustaining all things by His powerful word. According to astronomers, one can see 1,029 stars from different positions and times on Earth with the naked eye. Also, according to astronomers, with a basic telescope, one can see an additional 3,310 stars. According to astronomers, with a giant modern telescope, it's estimated being able to see 100 billion stars. And that's primarily only in our galaxy. Yet consider what the Lord God revealed to Abram, perhaps some 4,000 years ago, in Genesis chapter 15 and verse 5, that says in part, "Look up at the heavens and count the stars, if indeed you can count them." Meaning the number of stars in the heavens, in the universe, is uncountable, innumerable. Such is the glorious immensity of the cosmos. Such is the eminence of our Almighty Creator God. We have probably seen pictures sent back from outer space of what the Earth looks like from the astronaut's view. Planet Earth is bright blue, dotted with white clouds. Yet all the other known planets are pitted with craters and appear yellow, orange, and red, forbidding. Earth alone is just the right distance from our sun. Earth has just the right amount of every element needed for life as we know it. So how important is it that Earth receives just exactly the right amount of energy from its sun? If that energy from the sun was just 1% less, the Earth would be covered with ice. Or just 1% more energy from its sun, our Earth would soon overheat. Genesis chapter 1 and verse 31. God saw all that He had made, and it was very good. And there was evening, and there was morning, the sixth day. We should witness to skeptics and unbelievers of a Creator God regarding these type scientific realities and asking, what's more reasonable to believe, in a Creator or chance? And there's much more. For example, planet Earth spins as it circles its star, our sun, which gives us night and daylight. The Earth is tilted 23 degrees as it spins on its axis. The spin and tilt of the Earth give us our seasons. If the Earth was not tilted, the poles would be much colder, and the equator area much hotter, and thereby only about half as much land could be inhabited. Plus, much plant and animal life could not exist. Even the Earth's size and mass is vitally important. If the Earth were too small, it would have weakened gravity, which could not hold our air and water. Thinner air, our atmosphere, would provide no protection from an average of 20,000 meteorites that rush toward Earth daily. If our Earth was twice as large, the atmosphere would be pulled closer to its surface. Thereby, everything would weigh 8 times more and would crush most living things. Scripture again reveals in Psalm 104 and verse 24, "How many are your works, O Lord? In wisdom you made them all. The earth is full of your creatures." The accepted scientific law of the second law of thermodynamics states, any physical system left to itself will decay, will break down, and go to disorder. So, according to evolutionary theory, the universe has been running down for countless billions of years. Yet major processes continue to operate on Earth in a highly organized and orderly manner. Our atmosphere, oceans, and all life continue to take energy from our sun. These processes even adjust to maintain a delicate and exacting balance to sustain life. Well, why is this? Randomness? Because the earth is the masterpiece of God's intelligent, creative design in our galaxy. Romans chapter 1 and verse 20. For since the creation of the world, God's invisible qualities, His eternal power and divine nature have been clearly seen, being understood from what has been made, so that men are without excuse. Regarding the scientific natural law of any physical system left to itself, it will decay, break down, and go to disorder. Physicist Dr. Dasenko has written, quote, "As I thought about all of this, it dawned on me that there must be a very powerful organizing force counteracting the disorganizing tendency within nature, keeping the universe controlled and in orderliness. This force must not be material, otherwise it also would become disordered. Therefore, I concluded, this power must be both all-powerful and all-knowing. There must be a God controlling everything." End quote. Physicist Dr. Dasenko is no longer an atheist scientist, but now a believer in a creator God who has, moreover, become a Christian. We should know and witness to others that Christianity and science need not conflict. Faith in the Creator God of the Bible is not intellectual suicide, and not all scientists are atheists. God's invisible qualities, His eternal power, and divine nature continue to be showcased all around us in His marvelous creation. May we give glory to God for all that is around us, that is all part of the masterpiece of God's intelligent design. Glory to our God.
Oh!
We have been blessed by the words of Brother David Johnson's sermon. Our great Creator has made a way for us to live with Him forever by His grace through faith. We pray that you will take a serious look at your relationship with the Lord. If we can help you with information regarding knowing Jesus, or if you'd like to have a free recording of this and next week's broadcast, please write to us at the addresses that will be given. You are listening to Program 1849. That's 1849. Our mailing address is Words of Life, Post Office Box 221, Sellersburg, Indiana, 47172, USA. That's Words of Life, Post Office Box 221, Sellersburg, Indiana, 47172, USA. Please let us know the call letters of this radio station when you write. Our email address is wolradio@att.net. That's wolradio@att.net. You can listen to Words of Life programs anytime you want by logging on to our website at wordsofliferadio.net. That's wordsofliferadio.net. Our newsletter is also available on this page. This is Wayne Hobbs, thanking you for listening. Please plan now to tune in again next week at this same time and station for another program from Words of Life.